Our monthly update with the Lincoln County Commission, and this time it's Chief of Staff Stephen Allen joining me live over the phone today. Good morning, Stephen. How are you today?
How are you doing, Duke? It's good to be on.
Hey, I appreciate your time. And, you know, we've added you since becoming Chief of Staff. We've added you to the rotation of our updates from the Commission. And, you know, this is only the second time we've had you. So for those that maybe missed the first one, remind us what the Chief of Staff position is for the Lincoln County Commission and what you do on a day-to-day basis.
Sure. The biggest thing is I manage the 8 departments that are not under the elected officials, and then I represent Lincoln County for the commissioners at various state, regional, and events. So I was very active in meeting with the governor and the legislature this last session and making sure that the concerns of Lincoln County are out there and in front of everybody.
Absolutely. Plenty to do, right? Plenty to do. So let's start with a few things that have been discussed, including impact funding. There's been a lot of proposals and questions on what this is. It has to do with the big industries coming into the whole Southwest Wyoming region. Tell us, give us background on the impact funding and what it could do for the county.
Well, the way the Impact Siting Council works is that as an industry comes in and they hit the threshold, then they allot a percentage of their construction costs to help the communities and the counties that are affected by the temporary workers and permanent workers in specifically fire, health, police, water, sewer, roads, all of those things that we use every day. So it's a great way for these great companies that are coming in to give the communities a boost to start getting ready for this influx of folks that we're excited to have here, which obviously boosts our sales tax revenue and property tax revenue and helps us directly.
So, of course, I mean, we know about the Natrium nuclear facility that's being built in Kemmer. But there's much more than that in Uinta County. I mean, the impact funding really extends to the whole region, correct?
Yeah, Southwest Wyoming itself, you're looking at anywhere from 6 to 7 major companies coming in between Granger and Kemmer over the next 3 to 7 years. So this first one is Project West, which is a new soda ash plant at Granger. Then you've got Pacific Soda, which will be 18 miles southwest of Green River coming in. And then you'll have Frontier Carbon Solutions, which will be drilling 3 21,000-foot wells to inject carbon into the ground for sequestration. And then you'll have carbon capture, which is the 200-acre air capture of carbon, and then they'll shoot it over to Frontier to inject it. Then up in Kemmer area, of course, we still have KDW in the mix for the ammonia to coal, and Tri-Site is looking at starting construction this summer, and, of course, TerraPower over the next 6 to 7 years.
Great. So, Stephen, this is not just something the county's applying for, right? Municipalities can also apply for this funding. And also, how much money are we talking that could actually be coming into the community to help with the infrastructure needs?
Sure. On the Project West, which is currently in discussion and will be settled on May 17th in Green River, they actually have about $24 million available for impact assistance. And each of the three counties are kind of splitting that three ways. We're looking at $8.4 million coming to Lincoln County, which each of the cities, the 5 cities in southern Lincoln County, are a part of the MOU, and they have their portions of that $8.4 million. The county's portion is going to be $5.3 million, and of that, we're going to be supporting all of the other special districts, so Joint Powers, Water, Wastewater Board, Hospital District, Senior Center, and several other events. So we're excited that we have the opportunity to present our case on May 17th, and hopefully we'll get some funding to help do some good projects.
Stephen Allen, Chief of Staff for the Lincoln County Commission on the weekday wake up this morning. In addition to all of those needs that you mentioned, there's also the housing need, and I understand, especially in southern Lincoln County, quite a few housing projects in the works. Tell us about these.
Well, all over Lincoln County, you know, Thane has got 200 home projects up there, and Afton's got 200 homes in Afton City as well. We really look at all of Lincoln County because that's about 2,100 homes, because we're looking at 49 in Diamondville and 1,500 coming to Kemmer. So with that 2,100 plus homes coming to Lincoln County. We really hope that supply helps offset, the housing costs, and maybe can bring some of those costs down and start making some more affordable housing available. The governor's office is watching Lincoln County very carefully because we're the only ones right now building permanent homes. A lot of the other entities that are being impacted are looking at temporary housing for the temporary workers, which is fine. We really want to break that boom-bust cycle by having permanent residents who become, citizens of these communities. So it's going to be extremely exciting. The city of Kemmer has done a great job moving forward with Track 3, which is right across from the first 89 and U.S. 30 intersection there. Those will be apartment complexes. And then over on Canyon Road, we're looking at, a couple hundred homes over there being developed next summer. So they'll start infrastructure this summer and start building homes next summer.
Yeah, and Stephen, it's not just the availability of homes. It's the word affordable, right? That's a big part of this. Affordable housing for the average wage working Wyoming resident. Do you see these homes impacting the affordable housing market in a positive way?
Well, I think supply itself will help, drop the cost of housing. That's number one. The more houses you have available, the better off you are to bring that cost down. Simple supply and demand, obviously. But I think they're bringing in prefab, so they're having them built elsewhere, and they're basically going to have the foundations and start putting up the walls, and then they just have to do the finish work. According to the supplier coming in, they're looking at able to put 40 homes a month together, which will be really beneficial to meet the need quickly.
Chief of Staff for the Lincoln County Commission, Stephen Allen, on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Stephen, a couple projects that have been discussed for some time that were hoped to be started this summer, including in Star Valley, just south of Thane, the Strawberry Road kind of relocation project where it intersects with Highway 89. Can you give us an update on the status of that project and if it's still on schedule for this summer?
It is completely on schedule. I know that's been over 12 years in the making. It's a safety issue with that blind curve. So we're going to move that road to the north of the rest stop, and everything's a go. We're bidding it out and moving forward.
Do you have a timeline on when people will start see work begin?
That should happen in June timeframe.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll start seeing the blading and the restructuring of that.
Excellent. Stephen, also there was discussion about the expansion of the water district in the Bedford community at the last commission meeting. Give us some background on this and what happened here.
Yeah, we had one family, the Clark Living Trust, that wanted to bring a sliver of their property into Bedford. They had a majority of their property already in that. So it was really a cleanup enlargement in this case. So they're just going to go ahead and, we encourage that, the people in the outlying areas to look at these water districts because it really helps protect our watershed and provides that sustainability for water supply. So we're excited that the Clark Living Trust was willing to do that and come into the Bedford Water District.
Stephen, of course, there's always a million topics we can discuss. Anything you wanted to bring up specifically today is in regards to Lincoln County?
Oh, there's a lot going on this summer, and of course, we have a lot. We have very great commissioners. They're doing a great job in communicating better with the boards and the special districts and understanding what we can do to be a resource, especially out of this office. I think that's the number one job of this office is to be a resource to the special districts and to the communities as a whole and help those communication lines and streamline our activities so we can get more done more efficiently. It's been an exciting trip, I'll tell you. We are looking at hiring a new planner too. So if anybody out there is interested in learning about planning and has some background in construction and development, we'd love to have the applications and looking forward to bringing some good people on.
That's Stephen Allen, Chief of Staff for the Lincoln County Commission. Stephen, appreciate your time. Thank you so much.